All right, guys. Hey, I got one I'm excited to do today. This is the Cascanes number 7 Añejo. And this one is the 40 ABV. They do have a number 7. They have a number 9. They have a number 10. Each one gets a little bit higher in proof. And I love the presentation of the bottle. It's really fantastic. There's so many great stories about this tequila. And let's go ahead and pour this. Let's give it a taste and do a little review. I have been enjoying this. Thank you, Cascanes, for sending me this bottle to try. Appreciate that. So, Cascanes, been around a long time, has a pretty awesome story about how they found this jungle juice and they brought this jungle juice to a distillery in tequila and brought it to the market. They're at NOM 1614, which is TTAP, which is, I haven't been to that one personally, but I heard it's an amazing distillery. They're using agaves from the Valles. They're using a low pressure autoclave. They're using a roller mill for maceration of this one. Stainless steel, open fermentation, and it's just open air. So just whatever's in the agave there, and in the air, that's the yeast that's being used. And then they are doing twice distillation in a stainless steel pot that has copper coils inside. So you still got that copper there affecting the taste of the tequila. And one of the things that I know that is really important about this tequila that makes it a little bit special than anything else coming out of TTAP is they bring their water in from their own water source. In a small town that's not too far from where a TTAP is, they truck the water down to the distillery to make this tequila. So that does add another piece of, you know, kind of terroir to the tequila and gives it a little something special. So let's light into the nose of this one and see what we got. So I get a nice cooked agave. I get some caramel, some vanilla, a little bit of butterscotch. I get that oakiness and even pick up a little bit of cinnamon. So it's got a lot of different aromas to me on the nose coming from an añejo. So let's give it a taste. Nice and sweet, not too sweet. It's got a great cooked agave flavor. I pick up that caramel. I pick up that vanilla that I got in the nose. I pick up some nice oak. I get a creaminess, kind of that buttery scotch with, you know, just a hint of cinnamon as well. And then the finish kind of comes on late and then lingers for a little while. The finish, it kind of starts to heat up. Really pick up that cinnamon in the finish there. And I also get a bit of a vegetal note. That's a pretty good añejo. These guys have a really good distribution. Check out their website, Cascanes. I'll put the website up here so you can check it out. Great distribution. You can find them everywhere. Like I said, they do have a lot of what they call SKUs or a lot of different selections in what they offer. So the number 7 añejo, fantastic. Great tequila. Again, thanks for sending that out. Check them out. If you've got a tequila that you'd like me to review that I haven't had on the show, or maybe it's one I've had on the show, just let me know. I'll definitely review it. And if you have any blind ideas, I'm always open to new good blind ideas. So thanks for watching. Cheers. Have a fantastic night.